Coach, getting to talk to you for the first time since the trade for Calvin Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see him fit in? What's his position with you guys?
Well, obviously, he's a young, talented player that we've added to our secondary. He's a safety that we feel good about. He'll play back there in the secondary at safety, and we'll give him an opportunity to compete and play.
He essentially plays the same position as Peppers, though, doesn't he?
He can play either or. You know, again, Greg finds ways to make sure that we put the best guys out there. I'm not concerned about that. You know, we just want to get a guy, which we made a decision to trade a guy and add a guy to our team. And what we're going to do is get him with the rest of the guys. And when it's all said and done, we're going to play the best four guys that are able to play. It's not so much if a guy's at this position, that position. One thing about Greg, he has a lot of flexibility in his system to be able to play guys wherever we need to play him.
Can you see playing the best five guys back there?
Absolutely. I think, yeah, because, I mean, these offenses are in nickel a lot. You know, defenses has to play with five DBs in the game quite a bit. And we have a lot of different packages that we play. So we could, we couldn't. You know, it all depends on who we're playing and how we're playing.
If you go with the three linebackers, it looked like Tank was in the middle today. Mm-hmm. What are your other options?
I mean, we have other guys, obviously. I mean, there's other guys on the roster. But, I mean, those are the first three guys that we stepped out there today. And Tank's done a good job. And we'll keep going from there.
I mean, could you slide Chris in?
I mean, again, we have a lot of different ways to play that group. You know, Chris could play in there. Jamie could play in there. I don't want to just get locked into it could be this guy or that guy. But everybody can play a lot of different spots there. Again, like I said, we have a lot of different packages of defense that we play. And I think all those guys have to be capable. And I think, you know, Blake Williams does a good job with that group of preparing them. So guys are playing a lot of different spots as we go through the year.
So it's the first time we saw Garrett out there.
And?
With everybody. Thumbs up.
All right.
Is he alternating or is he every day yet?
I mean, he's alternating. I just, again, I'm going to make sure. I mean, I'll keep saying it until I know for sure that we're, totally healthy and where we need to be. There's some football that he's missed, and so we're working him back. And, you know, he had a good practice today. I can't wait to watch the tape. And then we'll get him back out there again before this OTA session's done.
Coach, that blast that he has off the line.
Oh, boy.
How does that make you feel?
Really good. And if I was a quarterback, really scared. No, he's talented. I think we all know that. He's just got to continue to, you know, integrate himself within our defense and our system. And he's a very eager, willing young man. He's worked extremely hard. I think hopefully you guys saw the talent today, and we'll keep pushing him and getting him where he needs to be.
What have you seen from Seth DeValve?
Seth's done a good job. Seth is a emerging player. You know, it's his second year. This is not the same Seth as a year ago, came out, was banged up, and learning his way in the National Football League. Yeah, I'm sure he'll probably tell you he felt a little overmatched, you know. But I think he's worked extremely hard. I mean, I think it shows what he's done this offseason to give himself a chance to compete, and he's done a good job.
So Kirksey kind of stepping in, breaking down the guys like DeMario used to do. How much is he ready for this kind of leadership role?
I think he's ready. I mean, I think that's always been part of his makeup. I think he has that ability to do it. You know, I think any time when there's been another real vocal person in the group, and when that person goes, it allows other people to start to step up. You know, so I think Christian's doing what I know he can do, and it's important. We need that kind of guy.
At this point, does the defense just call what they want, the offense? Doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah, just like the offense calls what we want and they don't know what's coming. I mean, this is not about defeating our defense. We don't play our defense, and we compete with our defense right now. So
it seems like they're trying to defeat your offense.
Oh, that's their nature. Our nature is the same way too. I mean, last time I checked, we're going up and down the field too. You know, but that's good competition. That's the way it should be. That's the way you want practice to be.
Do you know what he's calling?
No. I don't. I never look. I can't. I'm not going to know what the other team's going to do, so
that's
I don't.
The marching orders.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Greg does at night. You know, I know what I do at night. It sure ain't looking at the defense. But, no, I'm teasing. We don't. I mean, we can't. I mean, that's not what we are trying to accomplish. We're just trying to install our offensive scheme, our defensive scheme, and our special teams, and let it fall where they may. You know, we don't – if you start skipping steps and trying to compete against each other that way from a strategic standpoint, then you lose out on the things that you need for the season. So it's important that we truly install our offense and defense and special teams the right way.
Hugh, would you say, since this is the last time that we're going to see you in OTAs, do you think that you'll keep your quarterback rotation the same heading into your mandatory minicamp?
I could. I mean, I could not, too. You know, again, I think guys are emerging. I think guys are working hard. I think the whole group's improved. you know. But I think, again, I'm going to take a look at it after we get done with OTAs and see where we are. But I think guys are making strides. I see it all the time, and they got to continue to work and work hard. The young players play. Oh, gosh. Somebody, everybody okay?
I think so.
Yeah, it just dropped
something. Oh, okay. You know, the young guys getting better. Cody's improved, you know, and Brock's doing well. So, you know, we're going to take it all in account and see where we are.
You know, you've got a couple tight ends, like Seth DeVault, David Njoku, big guys that can get down the field. What kind of problems does that cause for a defense?
It could cause problems, you know, again. But, you know, those guys got to be ready to play. They got to be accountable, dependable, be out there every day, and be able to make those plays when the opportunities come.
There was a report that the Browns inquired about Jeremy Maclin. Can you add anything to that?
That's a good thing.
I
think that's a good thing if we did. You know, I don't know much about that. I mean, but again, to have opportunity, one thing I know about our group is we're going to continue to look, you know, at ways to improve our football team. I've said that numerous times, and I give Sashi a lot of credit for that. I think we're always, you know, out there looking. If there's a player available, that we're going to take a peek at him and see if he can help our football team.
Does a deal like in that vein, does a deal like what happened last week with Davis to the Jets and prior, does that just pop up? Or is that, had that been in the works?
No, those things just kind of pop up. You know, they do. And it's unfortunate, you know, but those things are what happen. Sometimes you got to make those decisions because of your football team and where you're headed and what you're doing, you know. So it's that's just part of this business. I think we all know it. It's unfortunate. But those things do happen, and we understand it. And once we make a decision, we make a decision, we move forward.
How hard is it from an offensive standpoint, even for the quarterbacks, not having Kenny out there all the time and Corey not out there, and you try to kind of install yourself?
No, I mean, you know, it'd be different if we didn't have them at all. You know, we do. We have had Corey a little bit. We've had Kenny more. So there's things that I want to make sure that they understand and know the foundation and what we're doing. Corey probably more so than Kenny right now, because Corey's been here. He knows the language and understand it. Kenny, it's important that he's out there as much as he's been, because he needs to make sure he understands how to do things. So I think the group, you know, once we get them all back, get them healthy, I think we'll represent ourselves well.
Joe Hayden wasn't out there. Was that just today only, or has he been out?
No, we just been, again, anytime a guy, you know, obviously the guy had two groin surgeries, you know, and so you start getting a lot of wear and tear when you go in every day like that and you haven't done that much work, you know, at this level. So, again, guys start to get a little sore. So we just take care of them a little bit and make sure they're okay.
You, with the quarterbacks, is there one thing you've wanted to see more, one area you grade them harder in?
The accuracy and consistency, you know, of running our offense and not turning the ball over. I think in order to play for us, we can't turn the ball over. That's one thing I've stressed. We turned it over way too much. Now, everybody's involved in that. It's not just them. You know, that's an offensive unit issue. So we have to solve that, and I think that's something we're working on.
When a ball is on the ground, the defense is like,
yeah,
dang.
See ball, find ball, get ball. That's what they believe in.
I mean, I hadn't noticed it before today. Has that been a point of emphasis with Greg?
Absolutely. That's something that he preaches every day. You know, you got to get the ball. We need more turnovers on defense, you know, and so let's see if an official can make a bad decision, say that was a turnover, and get it and go the other way. So.
And for the
last one,
the
here.
Guys who might be classified as backup centers, are they all playing guard also? Do they all need to play guard? Like a swing man?
Well, they have the versatility to do it, so we give them a chance to. Some are just strictly playing guard. Some are playing center and guard. But, you know, again, because of the numbers, we got some guys that are still not practicing yet. So we're trying to give guys the best opportunity to have a chance to make our football team, and I think that's what's important.